Welcome to the most forward-thinking, inspirational podcast on the planet. Prepare to reevaluate everything you've been taught.
Can tell us we're crazy, and we can say, well, you haven't seen anything yet.
You don't look so tall. Open your eyes and the empire falls.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Today,
once again, it's just me.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a boot because we're Canadian. I wanted to talk a boot. I've never, ever in my life heard the accent. Roof. What do we say? Roof? Rough? The roof of the house? Oh, God, you say it funny. I've never caught it. Even when they're mocking me and I don't catch it, I don't understand what they're saying. It just sounds like what we're saying. I don't know. Funny stuff. Money. You guys want to talk about money? I kind of want to talk about money. I have this feeling, and I've had this, I guess it started when I was really deeply going through the conspiracy theories of it. That term, follow the money. Follow the money. It never grabbed me. I understand that you can say, oh, here's a trail of this, that, and the other thing. But honestly, absolutely everything in this realm and in reality is manifested, is created, is designed to bring you to another point. I don't know how I can make that make sense. It's in my head, and it makes a lot of sense up there. But coming out of my mouth, I know it sounds crazy. And the more I do these shows, and the more I have these conversations with you, the most beautiful listeners in the world, I find that I have more clarity after I do it. And I think to myself, okay, so I got to keep doing this. I got to keep talking about this. I got to keep putting this out there. I got to keep verbalizing the thoughts that are running through my brain. But here it is. If the powers that be are trying to get the money, which is then us, quote unquote, following the money. These are the same bastards that invented the money. To keep us, those that are chasing the money, away from what we are truly able to accomplish. In other words, if you're distracted by money, you're not going to find out or figure out who and or what you're capable of. Who are you? What are you capable of? What are you doing? Were you born to pay taxes? We weren't even born to earn money. We're the only mammal on this planet that has to give something to somebody else just to fucking exist. Does that make any sense to anyone? Is that not weird? Does it not seem moderately deceitful? And then we say to ourselves, but you know what? We're contributing because I'm not one of them. So look, I'll pay the government to happily handle the roads because the roads aren't going to build themselves. I don't know the first thing about this. I don't know the first thing about anything, so I'll just keep paying my taxes. Because it's what I've always done. Because it's what I'm going to do. Because. But honestly, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Now, how does this help us? In the grand scheme of things. I'm not sure it does. Not right away. But certainly the awareness of it does. It's impossible to get out of debt when you're only making $75,000 a year. Most of us are spending at least $76,000 a year just to get out of bed. It's a conundrum. But here's the deal. The more pressure we're under now, third dimensionally, we've got this idea and this fear of money. Third dimensionally, we need it.
I need it to live. I need the money so that I can do the things that I want to do.
Which has you trading dollars for hours. How much of my life do I have to contribute to this bullshit company so I can buy that pack of gum over there? Well, I don't have an answer to that. Minimum wage is $17.50 now in Canada. Cost of living is $19.50 an hour. Every ounce of everything that we do costs more, is more, will be more, 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 more. Whenever we've played a game of Monopoly, the game's over when one person has all the money. And then we start again. Following the money, I think, is the biggest lie. The biggest trap. And honestly, if we all just said, fuck it, you can have the money. And the rest of us didn't give a shit. In other words, all of us are working for somebody so that we can all pay each other something to get something. How fucking absurd is that? And then, of course, people will say, in the third dimension, they'll say, hey, this is how it is. What are you going to do? Pay me with bits of hair? I don't know who would say that, but it's just what came out of my mouth. So we're going with it. Bits of hair, people. I'm owning it. That was like pieces of hair or like strands of hair and bits of string from the Family Guy? I mean, they had to pay for that thing and they were like overseas. Do you accept bits of string as payment? He turns around and taps the sign. We do not accept bits of string. It's absurd. We don't follow the money. The money is a distraction. So what does that mean? That means, what, I don't have to have a house. I don't have to have this. I don't have to that. We live in a community and a environment in North America that is so heavily fucked up that there's nothing we can rightly do at this very moment in time to get out of it. It's the same thing with the medical system. People need meds because they've been eating trash their whole lives. It's one giant guinea pig system. We are all being played. We're all being played. Even the higher ups are being played. A lot of the doctors don't realize that they're part of the problem because all they've ever done is what they were told to do. And when you're really good at doing what you're told to do and you're really good at just sort of piecing all the things together and you don't think about anything philosophically, you're going to be good at your job. The doctor's great at their job, right? And if you're not good at your job, well, social media is going to silence you. What do you mean you're speaking against COVID? You're a doctor. You can't do that. Well, we're not going to value your opinion. There's nothing we can do about that. COVID. What a scam. What a great, wonderful scam. What an eye-opener, eh? The ultimate can-opener of eyeballs. If you don't ask questions after COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Not sure there's much I can do for you.
Everything's fine. Everything's dandy. The only problem that COVID had was the truckers. God damn it, those truckers came in and ruined everything for everyone. Honking their horns. After 2.5 years of being starved out.
How dare they honk their horns?
Businesses, people will have horny nightmares the rest of their lives. 90% of Canada is on the brink of alcoholism. If we shut down the liquor stores during COVID, we'd overrun the hospitals with all these drunken Canadian maniacs. I'm throwing up everywhere. Because I'm so drunk and I need alcohol. How dare you shut down my liquor stores? I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm recording this episode. It's very late. I've had a very long day. I'm using lots of voices, but I am having a lot of fun. Back to money. Money is the thing that we're talking about here. All of it's a scam. All of it's a scam. All of it is a scam. But it's the coolest scam in the world because it's the very scam that's going to break you free from the bullshit. You think, how can I tell somebody a whole bunch of crazy information and just ram it down their throats and not have them explode or do something peculiar? You bleed them into it. There's a saying that your first 40 years is a practice run. Life begins at 40. I'm 43. Therefore, I'm an infant in the rest of the world. I'm looking forward to what comes next. But I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. It ain't what it seems. It is what it seems, but it ain't what it seems. If you're stuck right now making $100,000 a year, $70,000, I don't know what people make. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit out of touch. Because I don't know. We don't ask. We don't talk. What are the impolite topics? Religion, topics at the dinner table. Religion, finance, politics. All things that we should absolutely be talking about, they tell us not to. And that's part of the programming. Don't talk about the things that will unify you, you bastards. Don't do it. It's impolite. What do we do instead? We put on the news. Oh, let's take a look at the news. Let's see what they're telling us now. I had the news on the other day. Good Lord. I don't know why I had the news on. I think it was just on. I think I just stopped and watched it. And I said, how the fuck can people watch this shit all the time? I mean, 1 hour of news was death, death, despair, destruction, terror, terror, fear, fear. No, it's too late for us all. And these people just deliver this message of absolute atrocity with a total straight face. Are they terrible people? No. They're just like you and me, caught up in a rat race, trying to earn a dollar, not paying attention to anything that they're fucking doing. Most of us aren't paying attention to anything that we're doing. We're just over here bitching and complaining. But I'll tell you this. Every single person I know that's come to the light, that's woken up, that is either a light worker or somebody who's trying to help, has literally gotten here through hell. Either self-induced hell or hell put onto them. Or ultra physical pain or ultra mental pain. Everyone that I know that is in a great position right now fucking snapped. This world broke me. Broke me. Flat out broke me. And everybody else. And what am I left? I'm left with picking up the pieces. But it wasn't me that broke, it was the illusion of me. And when the illusion of you breaks, well, that's just like taking a nail and ramming it through a windshield. And then gently applying pressure to the rest of the windshield and watching it shatter. Crackety crack. Crickety crack. Don't talk back. And if you do talk back, be prepared to be made fun of, ridiculed, stepped on, character assassination, whatever it is. If you've got an opinion that they don't like, oh, are they ever quick to tell everybody in the world how much of a piece of shit you are? It's fascinating. Every single person I look at in the media that's being completely bombarded right now, it's like, well, what are they, you know, what's going on? The Diddy raid. Now, Diddy was a thing. It's been going on forever. Diddy's house got raided not too long ago. Actually, it's a while ago now because this will probably get released along like about a week from now. That Diddy raid wasn't to like gather more information on Diddy. It was to literally go in and wipe out all the information that he had on everyone else. Is he a good guy? No. Are any of them good guys? No. But we need bad guys to make us understand what's really going on. We need absurd things. And once you open your eyes to it, though, it's like what they, I don't even know how to put it. Like all of these people who are like, he's a bastard. He took advantage of his power and position and blah, blah, blah. But honestly, all of these people, for the most part, I mean, I don't even know how to put it. Like they, I don't know. Is it victim blaming to be like they wanted something, so they did it begrudgingly? Anyone could have walked away. If somebody had said to me, I'll give you $500,000 and a record contract, but you got to suck this dick. Hey, no homo, nothing. Do what your thing is. But for me, it's not in my cards. I don't want to put that in my mouth. If somebody said to me, here's $1 million and take the gay out of it. But if somebody said to me, here's $1 million. All you got to do is eat this here. A vagine. I'd be like, even that's fucking dumb. Like, even that's sending to me, like, I don't want to do that. Because that's the beginning of your soul being sold. That's the beginning of you sacrificing who you are ethereally for a fabricated piece of paper because you've been manipulated into thinking that it was important to have. Right back to money's fake. Easily controlled situation. There is no crisis. There is no shortage of money. There is no fucking financial dump to Ukraine. There is no need for money. There's no need for money. The powers that be, the ultimate people that are out there that are doing their thing, do not need the money. All of this is for you, really, at the end of the day. It comes down to you. And what they need from you. And if we're focused on money, if we're focused on third dimensional things, we're not even understanding that there's fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional, seventh dimensional items that are worth so much more than money, like your power, your essence, your character, your soul, your dignity. Whitney Houston once sang, "You can take what you want from me, but you can't take away my dignity." She was wrong. Don't mean to laugh, but they got that from her. And it was intentional. David Carradine, they took his dignity. Michael Hutchinson, they took his dignity. But then who's they? They don't exist as much as Michael Hutchinson and David Carradine don't exist. Other than for me to observe, for you to observe, for you to say, that's weird. That's peculiar. And if all the world's a stage, then kind of everybody's in on it, right? Here's a story. Cameras are focused on this guy. We've made him world famous. He's the lead singer of a band. Now let's kill him off this way. Maybe he's not dead. Maybe he's just playing a role. Maybe it's all just a role. You know, Tupac and Biggie. Let's just kill him off after they've started up East versus West rivalry. Let's take these two massive figureheads, put them absolutely everywhere, make them famous so that every single human on the planet gets to hear who they are through the devices that we've created via television and radio. Let's make you think you're having your own thoughts. And then let's kill them. Did they die? Doubtful. How many Elvis sightings were there throughout the 80s and 70s, 80s and 90s? And everyone's like, no, he's dead. Why? Because the television said he was dead. Back then, all that had to happen was two cameras had to stop pointing themselves at Elvis. And they could just be like, yeah, he's dead. There was no global world. There was no global network. There was no nothing. There's just a story. This is just a story. We all sit here and we listen to this story. We think we know what the fuck is going on. But none of us do. All of us look at this shit. And then what do we do with the information? You got a piece of information. I got a piece of information. It was all deliberately trickled down information. And what do? We fight. You're wrong. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. Hibbity-doo. That's intentional too. Because if you and I are fighting each other and chasing fake money and worshiping fake celebrities and sitting in front of the television any given Sunday watching the football, bread and circuses, none of us are going to stand up. We're being taxed to death. And again, it's not about the money. It's an experiment. How much bullshit will these peons put on? And I'm talking about myself when I say these peons as well. I'm in this category. But what do? We fear money. Boomers all over the world work their asses off to earn a lot of money. And now it's being taken away from them systematically through inflation, through anything. The money can just be taken. They can just flick a switch. Or they can say, hey, COVID. You know, we can't spread COVID, so we're not going to take any more money. So I'm not going to touch your money. But you're going to touch this piece of plastic. But don't worry, I've put another piece of plastic over this piece of plastic. So it's safe. You can't eat inside, but we've created a dome outside. So you can eat in the outside version of inside. And remember, COVID can't get up to 6 feet. So feel free to wear your mask as you walk in. But when you sit down, it's okay to take it off. Everything you've ever wanted to know is in your face. It's right there. And we're told. And what happens is those that believe rip on you for thinking. All of these people that don't have the ability to think for themselves are programmed to shun you. You, the free thinker, the one with the questions. What does all this mean? Here's my two cents on it all. Everything happens exactly the way it needs to happen to show you the exact same thing, to show you what you need to understand. I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine today, which was a couple weeks ago now, because this will be released in a couple weeks. See, I like to be open and honest. We were talking about how Michael Jordan makes somewhere around $300 million a year off his shoes. Maybe it's even more than that. Maybe it's $30 million a day. I don't know. $300 million a year off his shoes because his name's on the Jordan brand. He doesn't have to do anything. Is he real? Is he this? Is he that? No, it's just opportunistic. Good place, right place, right time. Nobody needs $30 million. Right, but here's what happens with that $30 million. He buys a house. It goes to the builder. That money gets spread around. Nobody's hoarding $30 million. The idea and the illusion of money isn't real. We fear debt, however. We fear debt. Nobody wants to be in debt. Right? But nobody understands the power of how money works, the ebb and flow of it all. We all want all this money. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's earning capacity. And earning capacity has nothing to do with money either. Earning capacity has everything to do with you understanding this game that we're playing and utilizing it to your advantage. Don't worry about your money. Focus on your cash flow. What can you do every day that earns money? Michael Jordan's pulling in, let's just arbitrarily say, $3 million a day. Right? He's got houses and cars and this and that and all that sort of stuff, and all that money's being spent. So all the money that cycles through, it's all a ruse. It doesn't matter if you're Michael Jordan or spending $3 million a day, or if you're you spending $3,000 a day or $30 a day. It's not about the money, it's about the cash flow. If Michael Jordan had my house and my collection of Jordans, he'd autograph them and make more money just by signing his own shoes. Nobody needs that kind of money. Nobody needs any money. The illusion of money is falling apart right before our very eyes. The more people understand that, the more they realize that it's not a big deal. I'm in trouble because I only make $75,000 a year and there's no more that I can make. Bullshit. Every single person out there is doing something Hell, this podcast alone makes about $3,000 a month just sitting on its own. It's not a lot, but I don't have to worry about my mortgage. And what am I doing? I'm doing exactly what I want to do. It took me a few years to get here, but it's super simple to do. Every single person that's making residual income somewhere just took a class on investing, that took a class on this, that, and the other thing. And investing's fake too. You know, money's not real when it comes to the stock market either. It's all just moving this and moving that and numbers here and numbers there and blah, blah, blah. The ebb and flow of the whole thing. It's all bullshit. Right? But the coolest thing in the world is once you understand and once you tap into the craziness that is the finance, the craziness that is the world, you understand that everything's happening exactly the way it's happening so that you can perceive it the way you need to perceive it inside the third dimension. And as you grow and expand through into the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension of thought, of understanding, of comprehension, of new knowledge, new information, new styles, new ways of doing things, the more you understand this, the more you see it, the more you do it, the more you achieve it, the more you grow, the more you get why it has to exist the way it does in the beginning. Everything's difficult in the beginning. But if everything was too easy, all of us would be bored as fuck. We would all be super bored. Here's $1 million. Here's $1 billion and a yacht and all kinds of beautiful people to hang out with. How quick until you're bored of that with no purpose, no meaning, no nothing. Just going to wake up every day and what? Hang out with beautiful people, drink until your cirrhosis of the liver is done. You know, that's fun for a bit. Hell, that was a blast for the majority of my 20s, not going to lie. And in my 20s, I wasn't thinking about money. I just had enough of it to do what I wanted to do. Other people were doing different things and going here and going there and doing whatever they wanted. But for me, it was all about earning and spending and earning and spending. It didn't matter how much money I had. It mattered how much was coming in tomorrow. And then it didn't matter how much was coming in tomorrow because eventually I was making more than I could spend. And then you just try to be an even bigger spender, an even bigger debaucherous person. Which is the rub. It's the real kick. Like, life is truly lived in the tenser moments where you really get to understand who your character is. And more money, more problems, of course. Right? Bigger problems, deeper problems, things that you and I can't even comprehend at this moment in time. But it's fascinating to me to understand and see that every level of every game ever played by anyone ever in this realm and reality and existence, it's all about challenge. It's not about money. Challenging yourself to overcome adversity. Challenging yourself to build the character that you want to be. Much like in the video games. You know, you start off naked, then you start buying armor, and you start doing this, and you start doing that. That's where we are right now. This is a microcosm. The video games are a microcosm of this reality. This reality is as real as any micro or any video game that you've ever played. Social media is the same thing. Social media is just as real as this reality. And they're both fake. But you can see the patterns in social media. You can see the patterns in the video games, and you can understand that and apply that to this realm and this reality. If you want more, it's just simply knowledge. Knowledge, understanding, comprehension, activation. Execute on an idea. Become a champion. All of these people that are super rich exist so that you can see that there's more. All of these people that are super poor and homeless that can't do anything, they exist for you to be like, my philanthropy side wants to help them, or they should do more, or at least I'm not them, however you want to look at it, because every single person deals with their own internal snakes the way they do. And every single person on this planet is a piece of shit and a fucking hero. It really all depends on the conversation that you have with yourself in the morning. All of this is done for you. Everything's done. This podcast was created for you to listen and go, you know what? He's on to something, and if he's on to something, I can get on to something. And on that note, if you guys do want to start podcasting, hit us up, info@thementalmasteryalliance.com. We've got everything also on the webpage, thementalmasteryalliance.com. You can point and click, but if you want to talk to us, and if you want to share an idea and get started, go for it. If you want to be on the show, requesttoguest.com. Have us on your show. Send us, fill out the form, send us information. If you're doing something cool, and if we want to be a part of it, let's go. Let's use our voice to help you guys grow. If you've got a podcast, I'll come on your show. Requesttoguest.com. If you're having fun, keep having fun. If you're not having fun, send us a DM. Reach out to us. Instagram.com/The Mental Mastery Alliance. info@TheMentalMasteryAlliance.com. Hit me up personally, Adam@TheMentalMasteryAlliance.com. I want to hear from you. You can even send us a text if you're in Canada. Long distance charges may apply. 647-338-1265. Send us a text. Leave us a voicemail. Get your voice heard on the podcast. You leave a voicemail, and if I don't screw it up this time, I'll play them. I'll play the voicemails if they're not ridiculous. But I don't think I have ridiculous fans. I shouldn't say fans. Fans is a term for fanatics. That is not you. You guys are just free thinkers looking for solid information. And that's some shit that I can get behind. Ladies and gentlemen, in the infamous words of Red Green, keep your stick on the ice.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Stay connected with us directly through the MentalMasteryAlliance.com. You can also join the discussion on Instagram at Instagram.com/TheMentalMasteryAlliance. Let the team know you're listening by using the hashtag TMMA or tagging us at the Mental Mastery Alliance. To have your voice heard on the show, leave a voicemail or send a text to 647-338-1265. Long distance charges may apply. If you love us, leave us a review. If you hate us, you spend your time in weird ways, but also leave a review. Every review on iTunes tickles the algorithm, helping us grow. Until next time, unity over division. This concludes the most surreal portion of your day.
You got it, Pontiac.